Okay, so usually during the summertime, the amount of tefillas aderech that are said are very, there are a lot, you know, and I thought it would be very shy, especially, you know, going to camp, back to on trips, this and that, to do a tefillas aderech shayla. Someone came to Rav Zilberstein with the following question. He said he was, you know, he was driving outside of his, to a meeting outside of his city, and it was a distance that he would require to say tefillas aderech. And he said tefillas aderech, and he started on his way. And what happened was the following. He got a phone call from his wife asking him to return home. It was she locked herself out of the house, and she didn't have the keys. You know, sometimes when you're doing a million things, you forget the keys. Like someone in camp just recently forgot her keys in the car. And he said, no, it's no problem. I'll come, you know, I'll call my partner and tell him we can postpone the meeting tomorrow. However, I just said tefillas aderech. I'm not sure. I'm going to come home right now, and at the end of the day, I'm not going to have enough time after I come home, and then you'll be able to get back on the road because it's going to be tremendous traffic from Rosh Hashanah. Is my tefillas aderech going to be a bracha levatol? Is it going to be a retroactive bracha levatol? Or is it at the time that I actually said it, I really wanted to go, and I actually started to go, and it won't be a bracha levatol? So Zilberstein gives both sides of the shaila. So first he quotes the Sefer Be'er Simon Memhei. It writes like this: Asur lahakdim kol kach zman rav levarich as tefillas aderech ba'od shemispal beis haknesses. He says an amazing thing. He says it's asur for a person to be able to be makdim his time to be able to tefillas aderech before the actual time that he's actually going. Shahare yesh lachosh shema tovo ezu siba. Because what's going to happen? A person's going to say tefillas aderech in shul. But at the end of the day, he's going to get a call from his wife to do this, pick up the kids, do all these things, and then it's going to be a bracha levatolah. V'yavol lidei bracha levatolah. And it's going to be a bracha levatolah, and then he's going to be over in Israel d'oraisa. V'yavor al lo sisa. Right? Lo sisa is saying Hashem's name in vain when you don't have to. And then the Be'er Sheva goes on to say several other cases where we see this, where a person are not, where he's showing him hold that you're not able to do something, not able to say the bracha until you absolutely have to. And says so much so sometimes if the action doesn't happen, you don't even make the bracha. Like he says by we see by Rabbeinu Yonah when it comes to L'inyan Sukkah, She'enu mevarich kichan shenichnas lishenba, that you should not make a bracha when you enter to sleep in. Why? The neisha shema lo yucha lishen. What's going to happen? A person's going to try to fall asleep, and he's thinking about this, and he's thinking about that, and you're not going to be able to fall asleep. It's going to be a bracha v'tola. That's why a lot of poskim hold nowadays. Rabbi Leibowitz has an amazing article on this on Y Torah. He says that by hamapil, some people don't say the bracha hamapil because at the end of the day, you might be saying a bracha v'tola. You might be saying something in vain, a bracha in vain. And therefore, you won't be able to fall asleep, and then the bracha will be a bracha levatala. So as a Zilberstein says like this: Mavur medivir abeir sheva, sha'omer tefillas aderech ulvasof ene yoso aderech. If someone says tefillas aderech, and at the end of the day he's not actually traveling, brachaso nechsheves lebracha levatala. Maybe it should be a bracha levatala. Avapish b'shasa bracha chashav letis aderech. Even though at the time he made the bracha, maybe it might be that he was going on his way. So maybe he therefore says, but by using this svar of the Be'er Sheva, I'm using specifically by the Be'er Yonah that says a person shouldn't make a bracha, but when he goes to sleep inside the sukkah, maybe a person should not. Maybe this person will be over a bracha v'tel. However, as Rav Zilberstein usually does, he comes back and tells us the other side as well. He says, at the end of the day, the Chazon Ish says the following. He says the Chazon Ish has a basic overview on when it comes to brachos. He says whenever the Chazon Ish basically explains whenever a person makes a bracha according to specific things. Right now, if he thought he was actually supposed to go to the trip, at the end of the day, there's something he didn't know that his wife was going to get locked out of his house and then locked here and locked there. It's not like he made a bracha levatala and said, you know, right after. He actually thought he had to go. He was mamish being the Gemara, as the Gemara brachas says, Lamin Gimel Amid Beis. He was actually trying to think. You were doing all the things you were supposed to do. When we know the Gemara says over there that it's also for a person to be benefiting in this world without making a bracha. See, he was mamish praising Chodesh Baruch Hu. At the end of the day, if something so crazy happened, and you know, and something happened, and then the person he couldn't fall asleep, or he couldn't be able to go on his way. It's not like the bracha will. It won't be a bracha of a tal. It won't be a bracha of a tal at all. And listen how he explains. He adds one. He adds one added thing over here. He quotes from the Imre Emes, the son of the Sas Emes and the great grandson of the Chiddush Arim, who said to have known a very holy transcript from Rav Chaim Vital. And he said that when the pasuk says by Yosef at Tzadik when he was leaving the city, the pasuk says in Mikitz, Heim Yotzu Esair, Lora Chiko Yosef Amar Lasher Al Beso Kum Redof Achre HaAnashim. Right, but this refers to Yosef. Remember, he put the cup in Binyamin's bag, and Yosef proudly explained, told to the charge of his household, get up and chase those men. So Mikhail Vital explains on this pasuk that he always wondered why the pasuk mentioned that they had not gone far out of the city. What does that have to do with that in the pasuk? Just say that Yosef told them to go and they got him. What does it mean they had not gone far out of the city? So he says that the Rav Chaim Vital says that the great Kabbalist and the great the Ruch Kodesh that he had, he said the answer came to him in a dream. He said, since they had not gone far out of the city, and not yet had a chance to recite Tfilas HaDerech. Had they recited it, Yosef's messengers could never have subjugated them. Meaning, Yosef itself, we know the Avos before the Torah, this is a famous principle, that the Avos and their children kept the entire Torah. They kept everything. At the end of the day, Yosef would never have had them come back to Mitzrayim, if he thought that their Tfilas HaDerech actually happened already. But at the end of the day, Zilberstein says Yosef was on such a great such a great level. He and his brothers were on such a great level. They would never have made that mistake to be able to make the Tfilas HaDerech in vain. However, at the end of the day, Zilberstein still goes. He still has a slight onus. He started little chash for at the end of the day. Maybe it might be still a bracha of the Torah. And therefore, it says, "Chamadgisha Torah shelo rechiku ulam yitochan sheyesh ksas tefaklik bebir zel or dvarenu." It says, "Maybe he still has to go back and forth." At the end of the day, Bezer Shemesh Bizocha to always say our tefillah zarech with kavana and be able to travel safely wherever we go throughout the summer. Shkoyach.